Raised beadwork was once widely practiced by the Iroquois, but the art form had declined precipitously in the mid-20th century. But since the 1990s, Native artists have made a major effort to keep the tradition alive. I went to meet two Oneida artists at an exhibit of their work in Madison.
Becky Webster, Oneida, Wisconsin.
Loretta Webster, Oneida, Wisconsin. No relation.
Well, I was beading since I was probably a teenager, but just experimenting on my own. But I didn't really get into beading until I took a few classes with Loretta. And that was about 12 years ago or so. It was kind of like a beading circle, and Loretta would make her way around and say, you know, that looks great, or, ooh, maybe you shouldn't do that.
There's excellent, excellent beaders, and you can probably learn just about anything you want. You know, ask any question you want, and there'll be someone in the beading circle that can help you. Oh, I've been beading since I was about 20 years old, and I'm 77 now. But I learned to bead raised beadwork in the 90s, and I started teaching almost right away. I had a store, and I started giving classes almost immediately because people wanted me to show them how to do things. I have tried basket making, and I have three baskets half done, and I've done pottery. I've taken several Oneida pottery classes and never really finished any of that. And I've got a whole box of yarn to make a yarn belt. Never even started it because I always finish my raised beading. So I figure this is my calling. Don't try to mess around with anything else. This is it.
Well, the favorite thing that I'd made is just what I made this summer, where I combined a little bit of the traditional raised beadwork with the contemporary. I'm a big Star Trek fan, so I have the glass cabochons in here with the Star Trek symbols, but they're incorporated into different parts of the traditional beadwork. So, like, this design here is part of our creation story. It's the celestial tree. And then on the back, I have incorporated into the floral patterns, and center stage is hopefully the most recognizable of the Star Trek symbols, and just into a raised beadwork floral pattern. And this is one of my favorite pieces so far. I made my husband a pair of matching cuffs, but his has the Marvel characters on the inside. So, and also he has, my moccasins have the Star Trek symbol, and his moccasins are actually a Deadpool character from Marvel Comics. And what we do a lot of times is try to make our traditional shirts into clothing that you wear every day. So between the beadwork, like this collar that I have, you know, you can just, I had it on before with a pair of jeans and a regular shirt. So it's bringing it into everyday life too, not just at powwow time or at ceremonies and stuff.
I retired 2012. And in those 3 years, I have never been without a commission. You know, people who really want something done in raised beadwork, though. It keeps me busy, but I love it. I bead every day, whether I have a commission or not.
Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life on our website, wisconsinlife.org, and on Facebook. I'm Erica Janik.